Psalm 131, a prayer of humble trust. Good morning. As I was reading through the Psalms in my morning devotions, I came across this little gem. Just three verses, but they got my attention and caused me to stop and think about what the psalmist David had experienced and recorded for our instruction and encouragement. This psalm is by David and about David, and no doubt many of the incidences in his life contributed to his thoughts here. So let's read it now. Verse 1. Lord, I have given up my pride and turned away from my arrogance. I am not concerned with great matters or with subjects too difficult for me. Instead, I am content and at peace. As a child lies quietly in its mother's arms, so my heart is quiet within me. Israel, trust in the Lord, now and forever. And that's from the Good News Bible. This is one of the shortest psalms to read, but how long does it take us as pilgrims on our spiritual journey to learn the truths to be discovered here in this psalm? It is called a song of ascents. It is a short ladder in terms of words, but it rises to a great height, reaching from great humility to fixed confidence. In Israel, in the time of the kings, songs of ascents were sung on special days or feasts on the steps leading up to the temple in Jerusalem. It is a personal psalm addressed to God alone. Do we get to really speak to God alone, have a personal conversation with Him? How has your time alone with God been lately? The psalmist speaks from his heart, the center of his nature, deep down from who he really is. In the book of the Psalms, the previous psalm, Psalm 130, is a prayer for help and forgiveness. This psalm is a song of humility. Psalm 130 celebrates the blessedness of the person whose transgressions are pardoned. This one celebrates the blessedness of the man or woman who is of a meek and lowly spirit. Forgiveness should humble us. Think of just how much we have been forgiven. There is no false modesty here, just honesty, and no false humility either. So, verse 1, it speaks so clearly of heart repentance. Lord, I have given up my pride and turned away from my arrogance. This is a truly transformed heart. If anyone had room for pride, it would have been a great king like David. But he remembered where he had come from, a humble shepherd boy, and where God had taken him to lead his people Israel. It was all God's doing. God himself had said that he chose David because he was a man after God's own heart, a transformed heart. As he carries on in verse 1, I am not concerned with great matters. All of David's exploits, including his great military victories, paled into insignificance besides God's marvelous work. Only God could do what he has done, and David recognized what God had done for him throughout his life. Verse 2 is a wonderful picture. Instead, I am content and at peace, as a child lies quietly in its mother's arms. You know, there is not much as peaceful as a trusting child lying contentedly in its mother's arms. You who have children will know this. Complete peace as mom soothes away all hurts and brings comfort. Verse 1 spoke of heart repentance. Verse 2 speaks of heart dependence. As a child lies quietly in its mother's arms, so my heart is quiet within me. Have we trusted God enough and been so sure of his love that he brings peace to our souls, even in these troubled times? Verse 3, Israel, trust in the Lord now and forever. Here is heart obedience. David as the king is urging his people to trust in no one else but God for the present and for all the future. God calls his people from all ages to walk with him as our God in all humility. Later in Scripture, it is recorded that the prophet Micah spoke these words, Micah 6 verse 8. He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Heart obedience. Our Lord Jesus himself said, Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew 11:29. So in summary, what the psalmist said to us today, I have given up my pride, I am content and at peace, my heart is quiet within me, I trust in the Lord now and forever. May this be the very real experience of each one of us today and always. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in these difficult times, please give to your people a quiet and trusting heart. Amen.